Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
How many of you agree with the song, Mighty Are the Works of Your Hand? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How great is our God? Can we measure him? Do you think we can measure him? How great is our God? And how much have he give of himself to us? Some of himself, a small portion, maybe half of himself. And how much belongs to us? We don't act like it, though. We act like we're broke. We're an offering. Amen. But blessed be God, you got to get aggressive. Amen. Tell your flesh, your mind, circumstance, shut your mouth. Amen. Because I'm blessed whether you like it or not. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and we'll go ahead and dismiss the children and nursery and youth. And we're going to just talk a little bit, get in the word here. There's some things I believe that's going to bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Amen. And while you're getting in place and getting settled, just open your Bible tonight to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verses. See where I want to start. Psalm 16. The last verse of what we want to focus on, verse 11, but I got to read more than that. And we're going to talk about his presence. We've been brought into what it means to be in the presence of the Lord, in his presence. This psalmist here says in verse, I'll pick up at verse 5, but verse 11 where we want to focus on tonight. Verse 5 says, the Lord is my portion of my inheritance and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot. Now I am grateful that the Lord is my portion. Amen. Now sickness, disease, poverty, lack, distress, confusion, that's not my portion. That's not mine. I don't need to carry it. I don't need to fellowship with it. I don't need to commune with it. Hello? But the Lord is my portion. He said, the lions are fallen upon me, in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. What do I have? A goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who has given me what? Counsel. Y'all listen. I bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instructed me in the night season. I've set the Lord always before me. Yeah. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. We're going to talk about that, so listen up. For thou will not do what? Leave my soul in hell. Neither will thou what? Suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Whoo, Jesus. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasure forevermore. Amen. In his presence, when God created the world, then he created Adam. And we can go back to the book of beginnings. He created Adam. And Adam was in close fellowship with God. Matter of fact, the scripture says he would come down in the cool of the day. And he and Adam would talk. He could recognize his presence. He was aware of God's presence. He put him in a garden where there was nothing missing. Are y'all listening? Nothing missing. Adam was complete. Because the writer says when he had created everything, he saw that there was no helpmate for Adam. And he caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. And when he went to sleep, he took a rib, took a portion, took one of his, took rib from his side and made him a helpmate. Amen. And God and Adam was in close fellowship, but Adam did something that God told him not to do. And then God came down one day and said, Adam, you know, he's always with there, the welcoming in. You know how you always be there waiting. If you in love with somebody, you're anticipating their arrival. And you know they're coming every day, and you know by what time. But this particular time, God had to call for him. He didn't know where he was. And he finally located him. He said, where are you? What happened, Adam? I hid myself. Now, why are you talking like that? He said, because that woman. And then he asked him, have you done something I told you not to do?